Listening Comprehension 1, Ireland. Hi, Tom. Welcome to our programme, Dream Holidays.
Hi.
Tom, you've just returned from a holiday in Ireland.
Yes, that's true. And it was a wonderful experience.
Really? Many people would probably not choose Ireland for their summer holidays. Just think of the Irish weather.
Of course. If you want a beach holiday with lots of sun and hot weather, Ireland is probably not the place to go. But if you want to experience nature in all its beauty, if you want to meet friendly and easygoing people, if you are interested in culture and traditional music, then Ireland is a must.
So if people want to go there, which places should they visit?
Well, Dublin, of course. It's an interesting city, not too big, so you don't get all the stress and noise you find in other European capitals. Still, there are lots of good shops and nice pubs. And of course, there is Trinity College, maybe the best university in Ireland. It's a good idea to take one of the guided tours, which will not only take you to the famous Book of Kells, but will also give you a lot of information about the buildings of the college, which all have an interesting story. Many of the tour guides are excellent storytellers.
You mentioned the Book of Kells. What's so special about this book?
It is very old. Actually, it was written around 800 AD and contains parts of the Bible, and namely the four Gospels of the New Testament. There are beautiful decorations and drawings. Incredible what people were able to do so many years ago.
Now, what about people who are not really into museums and old books? Where should they go?
They should definitely go to County Kerry in southwestern Ireland. There is the so-called Ring of Kerry, a tourist route that has everything Ireland is famous for. Ancient monuments, breathtaking scenery, romantic castles, beautiful gardens, and colourful villages.
Sounds great.
Yes, it's definitely worth seeing. I found Western Ireland as a whole really fascinating. Farther north, on the west coast, there is a region of Connemara, where many people still speak Irish, a Celtic language, which is more or less impossible to understand if you only know English.
Talking about understanding people...
Yes, sometimes it is not easy to understand people in Western Ireland, even when they speak English, but they will always try to help you. That's what I liked best about Ireland, the Irish people. They are so friendly and easygoing, and they like music. I really enjoyed spending an evening in a music pub where people brought their instruments and everybody joined in the singing.
Well, Ireland seems definitely worth visiting. Thank you, Tom, for being with us today. In our next program, Stella Anderson is going to talk about her journey through Alaska.